another Dead Set Legends special investigation.
Now, we don't really want to do this, do we, Fergus?
No, we never do, but it has to be done.
Yep, absolutely. Now, some information has come across your desk.
It has.
Because we're just going to stop you right there. Tommy Rockliffe.
Yes.
You've heard some information about Callum Ferguson?
Some disturbing mail came across our desk. We heard that Ferguson had flown to Melbourne again to do one of those great TAB ads that he always does. Gamble responsibly, of course. Yeah. But they're shocking. Anyway, we've heard
that... No background music, the one with Georgie Parker.
just anything.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, he's flown back in and went to throw the home address into the GPS. Unfortunately, didn't quite take him home, though, Tomo, did it? Took him on a different route, I think, through the district.
Straight
is that right?
The district. Straight to the district. Thursday afternoon now, man.
Thursday afternoon. So he hasn't seen his family again for another 4 or 5 days. And, Ferg, let me tell you, it doesn't end well when stuff like that happens. You've got to make sure you're home.
Yes.
But it doesn't always pan out that way. I'm feeling that at the moment. But that's another topic altogether. But... you ventured out there, didn't want to be part of the punters. Tomo's there waiting for you, and he said, Tomo, he sent you a message. Ferg, where are you, mate? I'm out the front. Oh, no, I'm just out the green room with JB.
Yep. Is that this is all true so far?
Yes. Exactly how it happened.
So, he's out the back, but the concerning thing was later in the night, so he's given the punters nothing. He's rolled into a pub, I'm led to believe, after that. Is that correct, Fergus? You ventured elsewhere?
Went for a feed. Yes.
Went for a feed.
With a couple of mates.
Watched the footy and a couple of mates. The concerning thing for me is I've been around a long, long period of time and Kookaburra Bats or anything like that. I've never thought to sign one. Tom, have you ever thought to sign a microphone or something like that?
No. And to be fair, no one's asked, Rob.
We have photo evidence of you just thought you'd slip your name on a Sharon, Fergus, and... put it alongside Nathan Buckley and Billy Brownless.
Are you signing footballs in Gather Round?
Absolutely.
You are signing.
I signed a footy. I did. Absolutely. Yep.
Now, we've been able to track the man down. Josh from Athelstan, are you there?
Morning, boys. How are we?
Morning, Josh.
Joshy, is this true that Callum Ferguson has signed your football?
Yes.
Can you just... Tell us what happened on the Thursday night.
Is this the Williston Waterboy?
Nope.
So I rocked up to the district for the rush hour and sitting there with my old man having a beer. And last gather round, I had a footy and I get it signed by as many people as possible with the idea that they're either like famous or they're footballers. So I got last year, I managed to get like Malley, I managed to get Gills, who I thought this year, like, I'll run it back. I got another footy. So I rocked up Thursday thinking, beautiful. So I saw Billy Brownless. I'm like, fat, can you sign my footy for me, please? He's like, yeah, mate, yeah, sure. I got a pick with him and everything. And then this guy standing next to him is like, oh, hey, mate, like, I'll sign it too. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like, all right. Like, yeah, well, I thought it was Greg Blewett. So let him sign my footy. And yeah, then he goes, I'll sign your scarf too if you like, mate.
He's doubled down, Rock.
What is going on, Ferg?
Yeah, and then he asked me to sign his forehead, so I did that too. Straight across his melon.
What is going on? I know it's big, gather round's big for everyone, but football's, Fergus. Where are we at there?
Yeah, no, I'm flying. I'm flying at the moment.
You would never have played, I think, even Sanford Reserves grade footy, let alone signing Sharon's on a gather round.
Nah, Sandboy Cup at North Adelaide Roosters.
Oh, man, I think this is a good one, Rock. And then I asked him, I said to Fergus yesterday, I said, Fergus, you're going to go watch your beloved Bombers with Port Adelaide?
That's right, yeah.
I said, you'd be out with the punters, wouldn't you? He goes, I've got the option.
Behind the glass again. Yeah. Well, man, where's he at?
I popped out for a bit of fresh air to go to the toilet at one point, but that was about it.